Okay, welcome back. Hope you had a great day. It's Monday. We start another week, and we start another program dealing with another setup. This, folks, is off a template, which many of you are quite familiar with by now. I'm talking, of course, about the bombings in London. And here with us for the first 2 hours tonight to discuss this is my colleague Alex Jones, who, along with his webmaster Paul Watson, has done such a marvelous job of tracking, collating, correlating, and presenting this data to you. And I know many of you have been watching it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm proud to be able to bring it to you at Rents.com as well. And Alex is here right now. Hello, my friend.
Jeff, I'm honored that you're having me on. And you got David I coming up the third hour, so big broadcast.
Oh, yeah, a lot of interesting input, shall we say. Now, listen, this whole story of death, I was pondering this today, and 50 people died in the bombings that we know about so far in England. And we mourn that. Any death is to be equally mourned as far as we are concerned. I know you feel the same way. 50 people dead. Several hundred injured. $2,700 dead in the World Trade Center controlled demolitions. Every year on American highways, 45,000 people are slaughtered. Americans.
And 350,000 are maimed for life.
That's right, and 3 million are injured to one degree or another. Now, folks, we're talking about perspective, priority, ultimately about morality. It's okay for us to go over there in Yugoslavia and slaughter Christians, men, women, and children, Muslims. It's okay for us to go into Afghanistan in a nuclear capacity and irradiate that country and literally destroy it practically forever. We've done the same thing to Iraq.
And our own troops, but then the media and the government says, oh, that doesn't count. Only the deaths that we focus in on and personalize, only those count. So they now even tell us whose lives count.
Well, they certainly do, and that's very well put. They tell us, folks, which lives are to be mourned, which lives are to be appreciated, which lives are to be looked at as simply another digit on a computer screen.
Well, Jeff, listening to your show, I've noticed you mourn all the lives. You try to show all sides of it and what's happening.
Well, I'm an equal opportunity mourner for death, destruction, and slaughter, and I think that's what human, the word human, is supposed to be. This monumental, inhuman evil, which is running this war, this nuclear war against the Iraqis and against the Afghanis. You know, if, in fact, some Muslim extremists did get together and light off those bombs in London and killed 50 people, I hate to say this, but logic prevails. Who the hell can blame them? We've killed about 1.5 million Iraqis in the last 15 years. That's called genocide.
Well, exactly. I mean, let's get some perspective on this. Saddam was our boy. They lost 1,100,000. That's conservative U.S. numbers in the war against Iran. They helped put Saddam in as the security chief in 69, then as the head of Iraq in 79. He was a CIA asset at 18 years of age, trained as an assassin in Egypt, taken from Iraq as a young man. So all of that's public. Then April Gillespie tells him, yeah, go ahead and invade. We have a security deal with you. We don't care. 6 days later, late 1990, he rolls into Kuwait. Now, 13 years later, 13 years into the siege, which is the total form of war, they then have Desert Storm 2, or Operation Iraqi Freedom, really Operation Iraqi Enslavement.
Sure.
And so from late 1990 until 2003, in that 13 years, almost 13-year space, conservatively, the government admits this, 1,300,000 plus Iraqis died. Back in 97, they asked the Secretary of State about it, Madeleine Albright. They said on NBC, they said, famous quote, folks, I've heard Jeff play it, I played it, are 700,000 dead Iraqi children worth it? And she didn't say, oh, he's taking the money, or he's doing whatever. No, she said, yes, it's worth it for security in the Gulf. So that's a fact, folks. Those children did nothing. our troops did nothing that are breathing this DU. So as soon as you write off the Iraqis and say, yes, salt the earth, well, then salt our troops and salt our society and know it's blowing over here and we're breathing it, that's admitted. But that's a good way to start the show, Jeff, is to point out that we know the globalists are behind the London attacks. We've got the audio clips to prove it. We've got the documents. We've got how they carried it out. As usual, the evidence came out, plus the past history and the motive. But even if we bought the official fraud, when napalm burns a village, or when they admittedly, they're now reporting that it's between 80 and 100 plus thousand Iraqis that have died just since the liberation, those are the official numbers. So let's just look at it and be honest here. Okay, what's worse, a million plus innocent Iraqis killed, because only about 80,000 of those were their soldiers, or depending on what number, there's different numbers, 50 to 80 dead, and they keep revising it down or upward. So it's funny that four or five days later, we still don't know. But regardless, let's say it's 100 people, okay, and 700 wounded, which it isn't, but let's round up.
Sure.
And so we got 100 dead people there from the bombings, which it isn't, but let's just say this. Okay, now there's weeping and gnashing and personalized stories on the news. We just heard one on the propaganda news right before the show started on USA Propaganda Network.
Right.
And so they personalize each individual and whole TV specials about them. But then you talk about a two-year-old Iraqi child who's deformed from DU in the first war, or you talk about a 70-year-old Iraqi grandmother who's shot through the head by laughing Marines, or a family splattered at a checkpoint because they didn't have their safety on the M60.
Right.
How on earth, folks, is it not a big deal when we're killing them, it's just collateral damage, but then when some of our people get killed, it's a big deal. And bottom line, folks, understand, if the globalists don't care about Afghan children, Serb children, if they don't care about black children and vaccine tests they did, not just Tuskegee with black men, if they don't care about the atomic soldiers, stop it, folks. They don't care about the people, that is the globalists, the overlords. They don't care about the people that were on those three trains and in that bus. In fact, the evidence shows they did it. So get past the mind manipulation and the propaganda and ask yourselves why there isn't going to be, literally, there's already been about 30 that I've read about and a few I've heard on radio and a few on TV I've seen, and I don't watch much TV. Ask yourselves why every person that dies in London is going to have a personal story made about them, but then ask yourself why our troops coming home, dying, getting cancer from DU, they test their blood, they test their brains, full of DU. Ask yourselves why there won't be thousands of stories about them personalizing it, because they know what Stalin said was true. When one man dies, it's a statistic. When one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And so they're manipulating you. Aren't you sick of being manipulated?
And remember, folks, if they don't care about them over there, they don't care about you over here. We're the same.
Exactly. This is so naive.
The psychopathic Zionist Christian radical theocracy that has taken over the soul of this country's government is now murdering, maiming, slaughtering, annihilating, creating suffering beyond measure in your name.
And giving good credit. Exactly. You stole my thunder, Jeff. We're on the same page. And then good Jews and good Christians get blamed for this Luciferian, do as thou wilt, hog monster system.
I'm sick of it, and I hope you people are sick of it, too. I at times run out of words to describe it, the outrageousness of it.
We talked about 15 minutes on the phone today, Jeff, and we were both just dumbfounded.
It is. I don't think intellectually when the average American would be sat down and talked to and explained and asked seriously, are these lives different? Is the Iraqi child's life worth less than a Britisher's life? The average American probably would say no. But they're not thinking anymore, Alex. You know that. I know that. Most of you people, they don't think anymore. We are programmed. We are socially engineered. We are manipulated to reflexively underwrite death and destruction as being okay.
Well, that's what 1984 was all about, is where Big Brother could flick switches on and off. Make you care, then not make you care. And this is the essence of mass control.
And they're getting better and better and better at it. They take time to do it usually, but I think their technology is now so advanced, it doesn't take much at all to manipulate the minds of tens of millions of people, turn things on and turn things off, as you just said. I absolutely concur. We are in a mind-controlled world, friends, and it comes at you from many different sources.
But there are windows like Jeff Rentz.
There are a few windows out there, and I know you listening all care about those windows, and we need to support programs like Alex's, mine, the Power Hour, and others. We've got to keep the voice of freedom and truth open. At least keep the voice of opportunity for you to explore all areas, all avenues of these news stories that are so important. Be right back. Of the London bombings, what we know about them, and this is going to sound very familiar to many of you who are well informed. There is a template at work here, folks, a template. And we're going to talk about why would they use the same MO, the same template, three times in a row. We'll talk about that later, but you got to keep these in mind. Now, we've been on a fast track to fascism and hell since, I guess, that the first World Trade Center bombing done, of course, with the full approval and knowledge of our FBI. Remember that one, folks? A lot of you forgot, I'll bet. Then the Ruby Ridge murders. This is all conditioning. Then the heinous slaughter of children, women and men at Waco. Then the murders and the OKC bombing. Remember that one? That was our Reichstag warm-up with its immediate anti-terror legislation and executive orders passed right after that and signed. Then the astounding, I'm still astounded by the government lies over the shoot down of TWA Flight 800 and the murders of all those people. And then, of course, there was the September 11th event with the controlled demolition of the Twin Towers and the fat insurance payoff that came from that. Those buildings, of course, were basically trash, and they knew in the late 80s they had to be torn down. So it was all tied together nicely. And then, of course, WTC-7 brought down with all those CIA records in them. Very interesting. Anyway, we have been set up time and time again. We know what happened on September 11th. We know what was going on now in terms of those anti-terror drills, shall we call them? Several of them. Alex, go ahead. Let's paint this picture for the people.
Well, this will probably, we have time, take over an hour, Jeff, because we've got so much evidence. We call it an orgy of evidence because it is a template. It is a prepackaged structure that they can roll out whenever they want. Number one,
May I say something? Before we go on, all of you who are aware of Operation Northwoods, please keep that in mind. I would like you to go back and reread it. Do a Google search. Go to Infowars.com. Go to Renaissance. Whatever. Keep Operation Northwoods in mind. Remember when it was written. And remember the time frame. Remember where we are now. Okay, go ahead.
Well, first off, understand that it boosted Bush's approval rating, that in some major polls was as low as 27%. The people were against the war on terror. The people were beginning to figure out it was a fraud. The 9/11 effect wasn't working anymore. The British government was trying to pass ID cards for the seventh time. And
that
the people were threatening to revolt. Mm-hmm. They wanted a troop pull out of all British forces. Same thing going on here in the U.S. You have the G8 meeting in Scotland. You have Live 8 going. Oh, these nice men are all there to take good care of you. They just want to help the poor Africans. But meanwhile, these evil terrorists are attacking us. And now it turns out they publicly admit the, quote, Al-Qaeda admission was just someone praising Al-Qaeda on a server connected to the Bush family. family, two separate servers in Houston, Texas, and in Maryland.
There you go. Okay.
Now, that's now London Guardian. That's not Res.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, that's even the London Guardian. So we've got that going on. We have London being the most surveilled, being the model. 4.5 million cameras, video cameras, CCTV cameras, in London alone, in just the three areas where the trains were bombed. Hold on to your seats here. This is the London Telegraph. 8,000-plus cameras surrounding the bus that got bombed on that street, over 120 cameras, but they're not releasing those, Jeff, and they say the cameras on the bus, which we even have here in Austin, Texas, the cameras on the bus, they all malfunction, Jeff.
Well, that bus's camera was broken a month ago, and somehow it just never got fixed in that month.
And then, and just like all the cameras turned off for Princess Diana to die, so... all this is going on, this atmosphere, all the cameras, they just, you know, they tell us this one camera broke, but we looked at the London Underground's own public statements.
Sure.
The cameras have between two and, the buses have between two and six cameras on it. So that claim that one camera broke, I guess all the cameras broke.
Yeah, and the reason that these cameras are critical for the buses, just so you folks know, is because of the massive influx of illegal immigrants into the UK and the soaring crime rate, the mugging of drivers and all the rest of it. These are essential items on the buses. The drivers demand that they be protected. And that's
well, it's
part
like
of
taxi drivers now. So this is, so you got double-decker buses. There's like a camera at the front and the back on the top deck, and then two to three cameras on the bottom deck, and usually a camera on the front. Do you know how many cameras the big Austin buses have?
No.
10.
Oh, wow.
10. Now, so all of that. Now, these are just holes in their story. But before I get into to the drills that mirror 9/11 and other government operations, I want people to understand that in four different articles that I and Paul Watson and his brother Steve Watson wrote over the weekend, we didn't have any rest, that we have all the links to the documents, the admissions, the U.S. government's own admissions for all I'm about to say. The British news articles about it, the Russian news articles about it, these are admissions. Number one, the British government since 1980 has carried out almost every bombing in England and Northern Ireland that is now publicly admitted. These IRA and Orange terror groups were headed up by MI5, MI6, and British SAS commandos. So literally the leaders cooking the bombs and then ordering their underlings to bomb things were government agents. Okay, it's not like they have informants in there, oh, we've got to keep our cover. No, they would literally kneecap their underlings if they would not carry out bombing. So understand, England does this all the time. It's a British strategy. I want to get into how it ties into Gladio and the CIA and admitted U.S. government bombings carried out in Europe of buses and trains.
Very good. We'll do that in just a couple minutes. Alex Jones is here the first 2 hours tonight. Don't miss his websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Prison Planet TV, and we will be right back. If this doesn't begin to sound familiar to you, you've been asleep for the last 10 years. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, Jeff, just very quickly hitting a few other key points, then we can play these audio clips from BBC Five.
Excellent.
And ITN that I believe the network has queued up on the computer.
Right.
And, of course, these are also at Rents.com. You go to Rents.com and click on London Underground bombing exercise took place at the same time as real attack culpability cover scenario echoes 9/11 war games. But before before I get into that, another story we broke is that, well, first let me cover the Netanyahu situation, and I'll get into the next two stories.
And by the way, again, folks, whenever these things happen, pay very close attention to the first bits of information that come out. Very close. The first few hours are crucial, enabling you to get a grip on what really is probably going on. Go ahead.
Well, we heard from the Associated Press, because they reported on official Israeli government radio, and they picked up on it, and so did the big Israeli papers.
Right.
And by the way, they tried to deny it. Now it's turned out that it was true, the warning. And so they've issued a gag order, the BBC has reported, as well as the Jerusalem Post, on all government officials to keep their mouths shut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that happened a few days ago. So only if they have something to hide is there a gag order. But Benjamin Netanyahu and, of course, Rudolph Giuliani, who makes money off the terror fight, they're all there in London. And Netanyahu is just, his hotel's a few hundred yards away from one of the bombings that takes place. And he gets a call 30 minutes before the bombings and is told, don't come across the street. Don't go to this international finance meeting that you're supposed to be a keynote speaker at. And so this gets reported by Israeli Army Radio. Mainstream radio, broadcast all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets carried by CNN and Fox and ABC, and then a few hours later, oh no, that was false, false report. He got warned right after the first bombing, but since the bombings were over 45 minutes, he just got warned for the other bombings. Then on Saturday, they had to admit, okay, the bombings were within 60 seconds. The bombings were basically simultaneous in anti-terror jargon.
Right.
Then Stratford, this big private former CIA guy's major intelligence group here in Austin that are neocons, by the way.
Never former, right?
Yeah. They come out and go, no, we got warnings. The British got warnings 2 days before the bombings. Then major press in this country has reported, other intelligence groups, yes, it's true. Israel did issue the specific warning of buses and trains being bombed. Now that brings us to the next piece. Before all of this got admitted, 36 hours, to be precise, before the 7/7 bombings, the last Thursday morning in London, my webmaster, Paul Watson for PrisonPlanet.com, lives in Sheffield, England. It has never had an IRA bombing. It's the fourth biggest city in England. It has never had any type of problem. The last time it got bombed was during the Blitz, Hitler. Paul doesn't have a car. They all ride buses. The folks that live with him in his house, his roommates, ride buses to their jobs.
Uh-huh.
And the buses are never late. They're late an hour plus. They talk to police. The police are searching buses. We think there's bombs on buses. Now, this is Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon. A day and a half before. And, again, that mirrors the warnings that supposedly came out of Israel.
Right, exactly.
So Blair's saying he never had heard any idea, any plan of this. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. Now, all we do is focus on how the globalist controllers hide things in plain view. We downloaded in my one inbox 3,000 plus emails the first day. Then my email crashed. Paul Watson, luckily, his didn't. And there were the emails by local Londoners. On my show Thursday, we had like 12 calls from London itself. So it's good to have these listeners there. And they start emailing us going, did you hear BBC 5? And so days later, we're able to get the email. We would have had this earlier.
Right.
And BBC 5 had this Peter Powers, this former anti-terror expert at Scotland Yard, on saying they were running exact drills at the exact same time as they happened, at the exact same locations, three train bombings at the exact same time as the attacks took place. Now, folks, a 1,000-person drill with the London Underground, which we've now confirmed, and the British government with a private consultancy firm, live-action drills with 1,000 participants at these locations at the exact time, exact place, that they happen. So I think now we have time. It's a good time to play the minute 20 clip. Clip one, guys.
Perfect.
This is BBC 5. Here it is.
issue. Today we were running an exercise for a company, bearing in mind I'm now in the private sector, and we sat everybody down in the city, 1,000 people involved in the whole organisation, but the crisis team, and the most peculiar thing was we based our scenario on the simultaneous attacks on the Underground and Mainline station. So we had to suddenly switch an exercise from fictional to real. And one of the first things is, get that bureau number. When you have a list of people missing, tell them. And it took a long time.
Just to get this right, you were actually working today on an exercise that envisioned virtually this scenario.
Almost precisely. I was up until 2 o'clock this morning because it's our job, my own company, Advisor Consultants. We specialise in helping people to get their crisis management response. How do you jump from slow time thinking to quick time doing? And we chose a scenario with their assistance, which is based on a terrorist attack because they're very close to a property occupied by Jewish businessmen. They're in the city, and there are more American banks in the city than there are in the whole of New York. A logical thing to do. And
how extraordinary today must feel for you as it unfolds. You mentioned a few moments ago there our experience with Irish Republican terrorism. Yeah. And of course, it was very different, wasn't it? Because however perverted their behaviour, the IRA believed itself to have some sort of code of honour and tended to issue warnings, although of course they often came late to do any good. But
first clip. Jeff, you want to play the ITN TV clip?
Got a break coming up in a minute. Let's
play that later then.
Yeah, let's keep in mind, folks, that do you remember? I hope you all do. What happened on September 11th? How many different exercises were coincidentally going on that morning as well, Alex?
Well, exactly. And actually, a few months before this finally broke in the Associated Press, 14 months after 9/11, I had gotten this from Pentagon sources and Stanley Hilton, who was Bob Dole's former chief of staff.
Right.
They were running drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center in Pentagon at 8:30 in the morning, the exact same time it was happening.
Same day, folks. Same time.
Yeah, exact same targets. And now it happens here again. We'll explain when we get back, Jeff, why they specifically do this.
Don't go away. This is going to give a lot of you the keys to unlock the door. You're going to figure it out now. This is why these things happen. Alex Jones, be right back. I'm Jeff Rentz. Glad you're here. Don't go away. Attention. I know you always do when Alex is here, but pay specifically close attention to this. This is so simple and so obvious, it's going to answer a lot of questions for you. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, before we play the second clip, that's just the same guy, the head of Advisor Consultants.
D-I-S-O-R.
Exactly. The exercise fulfills several different goals. It acts as a cover for the small compartmentalized government terrorists to carry out the operation without the larger security services becoming aware of what they're doing.
They don't even know, and they're just it's perfect. It's ingenious is what it is, and yet it's so simple.
And more importantly, if they get caught during the attack or after with any incriminating evidence, they can just claim that they were just taking part in the exercise. So understand, we've got a major PR propaganda firm of 1,000 people on the ground running a drill in a situation room right as it happens of the exact same targets at the exact same time. But in a longer interview, he goes, oh, but the only thing that wasn't exact was the bombings weren't simultaneous. And then 2 days later, they go, they were simultaneously. So it was 100% exactly what happened right when it happened. And the FBI in the first World Trade Center bombing in 93 cooked the bomb, trained the driver, had a, quote, drill going. Oklahoma City, they had a, quote, sting and had the BATF already dressed. When they asked the local police, why are you in your bomb gear 30 seconds after the blast, they said, oh, we were just here for a drill today. So it's the same M.O. And
you
so,
get it, folks, excuse me, Alex. You guys have got to get this. This is how they do it. It's so simple. The cover is perfect. If one of their people, their agents, their little compartmentalized, government-paid, sponsored, ordered, trained terrorist gets caught with a bomb, oh, no, it's just part of the drill. It's
well, perfect. Listen, this happened in 99 Russia. Three apartment buildings, suburb of Moscow, had been bombed. Over 400 people dead. Putin was extremely, extremely unpopular as vice president. He was running for president. He wanted to attack the Chechens, couldn't get it done. And then three buildings get blown up, and the Chechens come out and go, why would we attack you and have you come invade us? We're already winning. And then Moscow police, they were good guys. They didn't like their own families being killed. This was targeting middle class.
Yep.
They went. And this is, folks, this is Associated Press, UPI, BBC. We have a huge archive on the websites about this. They went and staked out another building, caught FSB planting hexogen on the columns, the plastic, the Russian plastic. And they got extremely, extremely upset. Putin raided the Moscow police station, confiscated the hexogen, and guess what the press release said? They just caught our FSB doing a drill.
That's right.
It's always a drill. So
it's plausible deniability. It absolutely as good as it gets.
But understand, folks, and again, the Pentagon, all these guys are masters of, quote, drills. Northwoods and the expanded research on it, they were even claiming we can say it's a drill if we got caught doing this. But here's the deal. Operation Gladio was carried out from 69 to 1980. It was also under the cover of the NATO option. These are declassified. These are Pentagon field manuals, Army field manuals. This is public. This is admitted. Understand, this is not Jeff Renz's opinion. It's not Alex Jones's opinion. This is admitted public. In the story, London Underground bombing exercises took place at the same time as real attack and same targets. We have links to government documents and admissions. Gladio, less known than Northwoods, was carried out all over Europe, but predominantly in Italy and Spain and Germany. And what they would do, and it was the British government and the U.S. government running it, they would go hire right-wing terrorists. This is admitted. The former Italian president's gone public. The documents are public. The convicted people have admitted it. They would blow up buses and trains. Their favorite thing was school buses because it said killing children gets people mad. That's even in the documents.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? And they would blame it on leftists as a way to then raid and arrest them. But finally in 1980, why was it canceled? Because the bombing in Bologna that killed 85 people. They caught the two bombers, local police did, fleeing the scene. It turned out they were CIA with MI6 support, and it all came out that they were blowing the buses up to blame it on their enemies, and then all the other bombings, over 130 of them, all those old bombings then came out. Now, the same MO with the Madrid bombing. We don't have time to get into that, but we have a whole archive. Clearly, even the polls in Spain believe this, the national polls, the government was caught. They did that.
Yep.
Okay? And then they, quote, caught the patsies and killed them. When the other, quote, patsies were informants, they had staged arrest of informants who would then admit to it and they would release them. So we have that. Same MO, multiple simultaneous attacks. Same thing happens in London, and guess what we've now learned from Spanish papers that we went back to the day after the event. Everybody reported extra police in Madrid when the bombing happened and how they were just extra police in riot gear.
Right.
Guess what? When the government got caught, Jeff, they said it was a drill. It was another drill, Jeff, at the exact same places. It's just they don't mean it. I mean, they're just – so, again – Jeff, you've got mathematicians that have done the math before for Rents.com. I'd like to know the mathematical chance of the exact same buildings having planes flown into them on 9/11 at the exact same time. I'd like to know the mathematical chance of the exact same bus and three trains being bombed at the exact same time by a drill with a former top head of anti-terrorism for Scotland Yard with MI6 connections at the exact same time. When you start doing the math, it's impossible. Just the mere fact, But again, Jeff, they're hiding it in plain view. The ITN clip is about 2 minutes long. You want to play it?
Go.
Guys, play clip two, please. Gentlemen?
The thing that concerns me is that what are we doing for the thousands of men and women, actually, who are in London working? And I say that because at 9:30 this morning, we were actually running an exercise for over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway station that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my legs standing upright.
So you get this quite straight. You were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise.
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company, and for obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but if they're listening, they'll know it. And we had a room for the crisis managers for the first time they met. And so within 5 minutes, we made a pretty rapid decision. This is the real one. And so we went through the correct drills of activating crisis management procedures to jump from slow time to quick time thinking and so on.
But that's all.
Okay, so Jeff, I just thought of something else here, Keith, because I'm always analyzing. This just hit me. You realize that was BBC 5 and ITN interviews 3 hours apart. Did you notice he said the almost exact same words and the interviewer asked the exact same question?
For a moment I thought we were listening to the first tape again.
No,
yeah,
two separate. BBC 5 and ITN, both the radio and the TV clips. By the way, not just our little clips. We have them in the full context if people would like it that way.
Well, he was either scared half to death and was trying to keep to his story so he didn't deviate, or, well, you fill in the blanks, folks.
Well, I'll say this. I'm not saying advisor consultancy.
I don't think they knew.
Because he wouldn't be blabbering.
No, not at that level. Of course not.
Exactly. This is how compartmentalization works. They make these mistakes, but the media is, look, it's been proven that Netanyahu got the warning. That's now public. It's been proven that the Al-Qaeda claim was fake. That's now admitted. But that's all. It's been proven they did an anti-terror sweep in Sheffield 36 hours before, 150 miles north of London. It's been, I mean, my webmaster saw it happening. It's been proven now, with all of this going on, they're running drills at the exact same time. I mean, Jeff, this is impossible.
Well, as you say, do the math, and the odds run into the billions. I mean, it's a joke.
But now the media, all this has been proven, though, Jeff, but notice it's just on Rents.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and millions of people know the truth now, but there's billions that don't. That's why your listeners need to get these articles and get them out to everybody. That's why I made my film Martial Law, my new three-hour film, available for people to make copies of it copyright-free, because I don't care about the shekels. Folks, I'm not going to have a life. I'm not going to, you know, I told my webmaster, Paul Watson, this Sunday, I said, Paul, and I guess it kind of came home to me because I was driving to a funeral of a friend who died. I said, Paul, if we don't win this fight, we're dead. And I said, as a society, we're dead. These people are turning us into a bunch of zombies. I talked to you today about what you witnessed at a store. Scrabbling. People didn't look like this 10 years ago.
No, we'll talk about that after. We got a minute till the break. I want to spend more time on that, but you're so right. You couldn't be more correct. And I'll tell you another thing. You know, Paul knows, his brother Steve knows, who visits your sites. We know who visits Rents.com. They are watching. We're actually performing a service for them. We're letting them know how much is leaking out, how much we know.
Well, I have to say this, and I'm not bragging. Literally, folks, I'm not kidding. Rents.com, WhatReallyHappened.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Frankly, it's the creme de la creme. Because we're smart guys, we work all the time, we're not lazy, we've been doing this for decades, collectively for half a century. We know our stuff, and quite frankly, we couldn't do it without the listeners. Think, they've got their intelligence agencies, Jeff, but they've got to keep their people compartmentalized. We have doctors and scientists and generals that call us at 2 a.m. in the morning. We have the brain trust that still loves humanity feeding us, pointing things out to us. Literally, I'm like a intelligence director or something. Don't you ever feel like that? You come in and there's 100 different threat scenarios and different operations, and it's obsessive. I mean, it almost kills me to do it, but I'm literally working 18 hours a day because it's exciting. I mean, I'm literally...
Well, you're on the inside. We're on the very inside cutting edge of reality here, as much as we're going to get our hands on.
No, I mean, that's, again, you always crystallize it. And I'm not tooting our horn. It's a great responsibility. I'm always humbled I told you on the phone. I said, I'm not that smart, Jeff. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I get, like you do, emails from people who don't identify themselves, but who are clearly very well placed, who are able to get emails to me and to you without being tabbed, as it were. And they say some very interesting things. We get some marvelous... You folks out there are part of our team, our group. You're all part of it. You're like brothers and sisters. We're doing this together. Okay, back with more after the top of the hour break. Talking about the London bombing and what really went on. Remember the template, the exercises, the plausible deniability every time, folks. No coincidence, no chance. This is how they do it. Real obvious. As Alex said in the last hour, I was out today. I don't go out too much, but I went out kind of walking around just to check people out. I went into Lowe's Home Improvement, big box stores. I went into a Walmart store, and I looked, kind of just a little survey. I picked up a couple items. I usually don't look at people too closely. I looked, and what I saw was not encouraging. And as Alex said when we were discussing this earlier today, 10 years ago, people weren't like that. He was dead on the money. People have been changed. They've been manipulated. They've been reconstituted, reconfigured. They've been reshaped. They've been mind controlled. The faces on the people almost uniformly, there were exceptions, almost uniformly looked drawn, vapid, unhappy. There was no sparkle in the eyes. They were all schlepping along doing this and that. It just looked like a mindless mass of cattle and sheep in waiting for the next instruction, being allowed to take care of their basic bodily functions and their needs on the planet, able to feed themselves, clothe themselves, and put shelter over their heads. Not much more than that. They look like the kind of people who would watch George W. Bush on television and relate to him. It's kind of a down-home guy who's trying to do the right thing and having a tough time, but they're going to support him. It was scary. It was not encouraging. 10 years ago, I saw a different America. This is all a result, of course, of mass conditioning.
Well, Jeff, you know that, and I know him. He's a fan of my broadcast. You know, Mike Judge did Beavis and Butthead, sure. And then he did King of the Hill.
I know who he is. I don't know him, but I know who he is.
Lives here in Austin. And he's got a new movie coming out in the next 6-8 months. It's the tentative title being produced in Austin is 3001. But a guy wakes up from a time warp, and like everybody's retarded.
Oh, there you go.
And like everything breaks in 30 seconds. And so you're not the only one noticing this. And whereas you have this wheat being divided from the chaff, I mean, while there's a group of people getting smarter, more informed, more concerned, at
polarization,
the same time...
The polarization is profound.
Exactly. The globalist, through their conditioning, through TV, through the video games, through getting people totally tied in, have reduced people to their most base... animalistic
exactly.
drives, and I see people, I'm not trying to be sardonic or elitist here, it's scary, they are grasping, they scrabble around, they're angry if you're doing better than them, they look down on those beneath them. I mean, this is not how I was brought up, it's not my attitude, it's always been the worst of, you know, the seven deadly sins, but now it's so accentuated and blaring.
You're right, and excuse me, but all you got to do, folks, is next time you go out, And again, this has nothing to do with elitism, please. This is about the informed and the uninformed, okay? When you go to the checkout counters, whatever you want to call them, look at the magazines. Look at the covers.
It's just think. Mindless, morose.
Sex, beauty, what they call beauty, and all these. I looked at these obese.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's all, quote, the elite, which is a petty sub-elite, the Hollywood elite, being denigrated. It's all, see, you're getting back at the elite. Deep down, they know the subconscious knows about the tyranny, knows about the corrupt elite, so they give you a false, tawdry elite. Oh, look, this Hollywood person has cancer. This person's family's broken up.
That's right. It lets the fat, uninformed, really decadent Americans feel for a moment, a micro moment, superior to something.
Well, let's look at America. I love what America used to be, the strongest, the tallest, the meanest, the toughest, the inventing everything, building everything.
The kindest, the most giving, the most supportive.
Exactly. Light years ahead of everyone, and now we're the fattest. We're not, Jeff. The last time I checked this was 2 years ago. I heard it's worse now, but I haven't seen the actual numbers. But 55 years ago, we had the highest test scores on average, most inventions. Now we're the opposite. We're not just behind the 17 industrialized nations. Jeff, we're 30-something places past the third world.
We're
30-something third world countries. So we've turned into, we have the highest cancer rate. We are now having the lowest sperm count. We're being cursed, folks. You think you're getting away with all this evil? You think you're getting away with hating the Iraqis and saying they're subhuman and nuke them and kill them all, like Paul Harvey said? And that's just something we ought to talk about. Yeah. You think you're getting away with all of this? Folks, you're not getting away with any of it. You reap what you sow. Some call it karma. And let me tell you, it's coming home to roost. And all of you, as soon as we turn from our wicked ways, things will start getting better. But the more you buy into this fraud, folks, we're losing our souls.
I couldn't agree more, and I would just ask all of you, the next time you're out, look around, look in the faces, look in the eyes of the people you see in the masses in the stores and on the streets and the world. How often do you see someone who says, "Hi, how are you doing today?"
I love looking at old 1930s, 40s, 50s black and white photos. We've got old, you know, back when nobody had a little film camera. I had my mom's grandfather had one of those old film cameras. I've watched all the old.
You bet.
I mean, I've watched family reunions from like 1950. The people were, their eyes were like sparkling.
Sure.
They were literally, it was like, God, the people are beautiful. They were happy. Everybody was just, they are stealing our potential. They have turned us into a bunch of gibbering pigs.
They drained the soul of America to a large degree. And, you know, it's funny you'd mention that, because I have some books from the teens, 20s, 30s, black and white photos, and I get a magnifying glass out, and I like to go into those photos, way into the background, look at all the details.
What's going on with the people's eyes? Yeah. They're beautiful.
Yep.
We're an incredible species, Jeff. Those eyes are like little suns.
They're the mirrors of the soul, and all you got to do is, you want to see what's in people's souls now, look in their eyes. And there are exceptions. Now, come on, we're generalizing here, but the bottom line
is, what we're saying is that a huge crop of people have literally been turned into zombie automatons.
They're not even mediocre. They're sub-mediocre.
Well, look at 1984.
Yeah.
Orwell, who had experienced fascism, socialism, all of it, he describes the people as dirty and vapid and dead-eyed.
That's what they are. They are. They're not clean. They're in stores, and you know what? They're tattooed. They're smoking. They're just.
Well, Jeff, I'll tell you. I offered a guy tonight. My wife wanted me to get some stuff, so I ran up to the store before I went on air. And the guy had a bunch of stuff. And he didn't have a card. And I said, "Hey, you can have my card." And he went, "Ah, whatever." And the lady behind the counter said, "He just offered you his card." And the guy stormed off. And I'm not saying but bottom line,
hey,
folks,
try and open the door for some of these fast lane women in business. You open a door for one of them, and you'll get the dirtiest look you've ever gotten.
Well, listen, I was brought up where I would get in trouble and go to bed without dessert if I didn't say thank you, please, you know. And I didn't understand it then. I go buy stuff, and I go, "Thank you," and they just look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they don't even know. Listen, they are reducing us to loincloth.
That's about it. You're right.
What was it I mentioned
machine.
Yeah, they're turning us like in a little, and folks, believe me, I live this, I study this. Jeff isn't kidding. We're not trying to be overly negative here. It's much worse than what we say. Look, Jeff, you can boil it down to this. When cancer is doubling its rate every 10 years, when autism has gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 168, when the sperm count's down by 87%, when just the basic life force measurements are almost flatlining, Jeff, we're, folks, I mean, we're in trouble here.
We are in trouble, and you folks out there have an obligation. Not necessarily to convert everyone, you can't do that, but to stay as informed as you can. Don't agree with everything that Alex says or I say.
Oh, no, don't. Research what we say.
Please, do the work. Also, don't dismiss anything we say without doing research. Don't say, they're full of it, I don't buy it. Do some reading. Do a little research.
Also notice, I've got to just throw this in, it's been 45 seconds on it. We haven't just had Vanity Fair and Popular Mechanics and American Legion and all these things attack us lately. The globalists are losing control, and they know it in many respects. So they flooded the net with disinfo people. And the number one sign, if somebody spends their time attacking other truth seekers and other patriots, and they're trying... folks, that is a dead ringer. When somebody's talking about issues and facts and posting documents and telling you to get involved...
And agreeing to disagree.
And agreeing to disagree, and exactly, and telling you to check out the documents and telling you the DU's bad. And, you know, we're about issues, and that's why Jeff and I have, you know, the biggest radio shows in alternative radio. But these feds out there, the good news is, Jeff, they've exposed themselves, and they've been totally discredited.
Agreed. And I think all the people out here listening understand that. Back in just a minute with Alex Jones, we continue our conversation tonight, the 11th of July, the year 2005. I get emails, as does Alex, all the time, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 a week, someone predicting the next terror attack. It's going to be in October, it's going to be in July, it's going to be in September, it's going to be on this day or that day, it's going to be a mini nuke, it's going to be a micro nuke, it's going to be this. I do not, as a rule, run these predictions, these prophecies of terror attacks.
Well, you've noticed I never do either, Jeff.
No, you won't. And because we're not going to play into the hands of not only the morons with keyboards, but the government agents who are out there floating this crap, trying to keep and ratchet up the anxiety fear level as high as they possibly can. The Bush spinmeisters can spin all they want, but if we don't go along and bite, folks, it doesn't matter.
Well, Jeff, I'm glad you just mentioned that, because I've been dropping the ball tonight. We should point out, we mentioned it earlier, you mentioned it, but we should point out, perhaps we should spend a minute or two on what the London bombing distracts from.
Please.
Number one, Karl Rove is on the verge of being indicted. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it could happen. A grand jury's looking at indicting him.
He should be.
For the Bowery Plain incident, we knew a year ago that he's the guy. Just to burn her ambassador husband, who told the truth and said this Nigeria uranium...
The yellow cake thing was a hoax.
Yeah, yellow cake deal, just like 50 other ones, literally. It was fake. It was manufactured. So what do? Just to burn her. And government agents said, listen to this, because you know this is true. You know the story. This is admitted. to burn her, she was a spy chief with 150-something people under her, and it was reported in the European press that a couple got run over by cars, a couple committed suicide. Yeah, right. People died because of this bastard, this neocon, phony Christian Zionist, Karl Rove, just to burn one guy to get at his wife. He burned 150-plus people under her in Europe, and people got killed over this. That's something they like to keep in the back pages.
You never hear about it.
No, they could care less. They'll use you like birdcage liner folks out there that serve this system, and you know it's true, so stop living in fear, get in the light, and stand up and tell the truth. But that's one thing. We mentioned that the European Union is falling apart in France and the Netherlands, now a whole bunch of other countries. And so now we see G8, we're together in the war against terror, the UN, we're suddenly for the war on terror. We've got to get behind it and merge our security services so the EU gets a bolster. They're trying to put in national ID cards. Blair almost lost the parliament. He's on the verge of being kicked out. There's calls for his resignation. All of this swarming. Meanwhile, Bush is floating balloons through his minion over there at the Chicago paper that, oh, it's going to be Gonzalez for the attorney, the attorney general. He's going to end up being on the Supreme Court because of Sandra Day O'Connor, and now Rehnquist is going to leave. And this is listen, Jeff, I do a little bit of exercise each day, and I went and swam 50 laps in an hour down at the neighborhood pool. There's a local guy, he's sitting there, and he's talking about, I like Bush, he's over there on his kickboard to some guy, and I go, hey, do you like Gonzalez? He's anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-border. He goes, no, he's not.
Oh.
Gonzalez, admittedly, is, so the point is that the Supreme Court saying you don't own your private property. Their whole agenda was stalling in the mud. People were waking up. Americans, most importantly, were demanding a exit strategy out of Iraq. The British were demanding it. And now Bush today gives a press conference at the FBI Academy, and he says, we got to attack the terrorists so they don't attack us here. We got to be more aggressive in the war on terror. And now his surrogates, his mouthpieces, are saying, we know it was Iran or Syria. In fact, we think both of them teamed up, so let's invade them. So there's your motive, folks. There's your motive. Get you to rally around these murderers.
And then you got somebody like Paul Harvey saying, let's kill them all and let God sort them out, basically.
Yeah, for those that don't know, and by the way, I know the clip is in the computer up there at the network, folks. It's if the board op can or the producer can find
that. We've got a break in a minute here. Let us know if you can find that Paul Harvey clip and during the break, if you would.
Yeah, because, folks, Paul Harvey isn't a Michael Wiener savage. He isn't a limbo. He is... I grew up being driven to daycare when I was 2 and a half with my father going to medical school, listening to Paul Harvey 5 days a week. So I don't have an axe to grind with Paul, but he has turned in to, he has out-savaged Limbaugh. He is, folks, the things he said black slaves are good, he said killing Indians was good with smallpox, and he said nuke the entire Middle East.
Hard to believe, unless senility has set in. I don't get it. It's bizarre.
Well, you know, his son poses. This is admitted, even on our own website. His son does the report in his name most days, and even does it in the same voice. It's really sick. So.
Oh, no, wait. I knew his kid was sitting in, 8 or 10 years ago, I heard his kid pinch hit for him, but he's actually... he's aping his voice now, and without identifying himself as Junior, he's doing the shows?
Yes. On 1,000 stations, 18 million listeners per segment.
Well, that's how they're going to handle his eventual passing or retirement. The son will take over with the same voice. Get it, gang? Same marketable voice. That's money. That's an instrument. Wow. Didn't know. All right. And tell me more about this Gonzalez for Supreme Court. Did I hear you correctly? That I missed. Is that a leak?
Yes, that got leaked 3 days before O'Connor announced she was leaving.
Missed that one.
And then Bush came out last month. Well, I'll tell you after the break.
Yeah, all right. Stand by. Wow. Okay, gang. Glad you're here. We both appreciate you more than you'll ever know. You are the hope of this country. Whether you agree or disagree with what we say is not important. The fact that you're here participating is everything.
Under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc., for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876. Or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Is teaching the average American to reflexively hate and dismiss the value of human life in other cultures and other religions. As you know, we've talked about that early. There is a particular poignancy to that kind of tragedy when I hear about Paul Harvey and other American icons speaking as they apparently have. If, in fact, it was Paul himself. Let's go to this, Alex, and take a listen.
I've been choking on something for weeks. Let's get it up and get it out for what it's worth. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, Winston Churchill said that the American people, he stood the American people, he said, and this is a direct quote, "We didn't come this far because we are made of sugar candy." That was his response to the attack on Pearl Harbor. That we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. And that reminder was taken seriously. And we proceeded to develop and deliver the bomb, even though roughly 150,000 men, women, and children perished in Hiroshima and Nagasaki with a single blow, World War II was over. Following New York, September 11, Pearl Harbor, Winston Churchill was not here to remind us that we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. So, following the New York disaster, we mustered our humanity. We gave old pals a pass, even though men and money from Saudi Arabia were largely responsible for the devastation of New York and Pennsylvania and our Pentagon. We called Saudi Arabians our partners against terrorism, and we sent men with rifles into Afghanistan and Iraq, and we kept our best weapons in their silos. Even now we're standing there dying, daring to do nothing decisive because we've declared ourselves to be better than our terrorist enemies, more moral, more civilized. Our image is at stake, we insist. But we didn't come this far because we're made of sugar candy. Once upon a time we elbowed our way onto and into this continent by giving smallpox-infected blankets to Native Americans. Yes, that was biological warfare. And we use every other weapon we can get our hands on to grab this land from whomever, and we grew prosperous. And yes, we grease the skids with the sweat of slaves. And so it goes with most great nation states, which, feeling guilty about their savage pasts, eventually civilize themselves out of business and wind up invaded and ultimately dominated by the lean, hungry, up-and-coming who are not made of sugar candy. Paul Harvey, would they?
Jeff, you know, I noticed there, we have been invaded by the lean and hungry, and they've captured America and are using us as an engine to enslave other poor, pathetic, unsuspecting souls. And so listen to him. Yeah, we use smallpox blankets. Yeah, we had black slaves, and it made us prosperous. He's saying it's good, and we've kept our best weapons in silos. So 1,300,000 dead Iraqis, conservatively, that's not enough. Little babies, well, I tell the sickos out there then, go enlist. Go blow the children's heads off and know you're going straight to hell. I've interviewed people like Master Sergeant Massey, 14 years in the Marine Corps, who has nightmares every night about the children he killed. You know what? Again, it's these decadent, fat slobs out there who've never been through anything traumatic in their life, who've never had a real loss, who've never developed themselves, who sit here and shoot their fat mouths off. And then whoever that voice was, and then we did find reports that the son is now on many days a week aping the voice. That's we don't even know who that was.
That's not senior.
Yeah, I mean, I remember listening to him 10 years ago. It was so gravelly. No,
that's not
talk.
That's not Paul Harvey that I heard.
I talk so much. I'm 31. I can barely get it out.
That's go ahead.
So Jeff, bottom line, it isn't just the excrement of Michael Wiener out there. It isn't just Limbaugh and, you know, torture's good, ha ha ha, blowing off steam. They're just having fun. It isn't just they're having a great time at Abu Ghraib. Now we've got Paul Harvey, supposedly, that's who they said it was, the icon on his show, and this article and all the text, the analysis is on prisonplanet.com, coming out and saying, we got to get tough. Hey, folks, we have gotten tough. We're bullying a bunch of innocent people that didn't attack us on 9/11. Have you figured that out yet?
What's killing 1.5 million people? Isn't that tough? Hey, listen, the lies and the despicable immorality of that that little dissertation were unbelievable. Nuclear weapons in their silos. We're fighting nuclear wars now, the third one since Yugoslavia.
I saw on Rents.com and did a Google search and found mainstream articles. They've got a huge U.S. nuclear silo base in Israel.
Huge base going up there. Look it up in the featured stories at Rents.com.
Yeah, they're getting ready for World War III.
Yeah, they are. No question about it. The amount of uranium spewed around Iraq is equivalent to something like 60,000 Hiroshima or Nagasaki bombs, I forget which one. It doesn't matter.
It's simple what they're doing, Jeff.
They haven't kept any.
They're going to carry out terror attacks. They're going to draft us. They're having World War III, and that's why they're so arrogant, and that's why they don't care while they're gearing up for this if they run drills last Thursday of the exact same thing happening as it happens as a cover story. Look, folks, bottom line, you know in your guts what we're saying is true. You know things are wrong with the world. You know we're losing our freedoms, and you better get up off your hind ends and get involved and get, look, on prisonplanet.com, Jeff, and I hope you'll post it because Rents is so huge and so important. A little article Paul and I put together today, and I intend to expand on it tomorrow. Doesn't have all I wanted to say in it. A warning to the world. We've written an article telling more government whistleblowers, not just the former, assistant secretary of the Treasury, Paul Craig Roberts, going public about 9/11 being a fraud.
Right. Right.
Not just Morgan Reynolds, former head of the Department of Labor economist, going public about 9/11 being an inside job. Not Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole, former chief of staff, going public. Not the underwriter of the World Trade Center going public. The former defense minister for Germany, Andres von Bülow, going public and saying it's an inside job. Michael Meacher resigning from Blair's cabinet, number three position in the government, saying it's an inside job in The Guardian.
Look at the heroic George Galloway. I mean, you get the
Galloway, a month ago on my show, I said, well, they can't invade Iran right now, but what if the government carries out an attack to blame it on? He said, that's the main threat. George, in fact, we got that clip at the computer if you got time for it. It's about a minute long. It's a 4-minute clip, but they play the last minute if they wanted to get the clip.
See if you can find it, Bob, would you please?
Yeah, it's George Galloway. It's in my file. So all of this is going on. I'm telling governments to go public now. I'm saying, look, this is humanity. In your human species, you know it's true. You've got the evidence. Go public now or it's over. Folks, the end of our freedoms, our lives are going to get even worse quickly if we don't get the word out.
I've already sent the story about half an hour ago. For posting. A warning.
Thank you.
You bet. A warning to the world. It'll be a separate feature story at Rents.com, directly linked to PrisonPlanet.com. Right back with Alex after this. Jones up and at him at 6 a.m. this morning doing radio interviews, making himself available to all who care to give him the opportunity. A warning to the world going up at Rents.com. We'll link right to it to PrisonPlanet.com. It's going to be expanded. It's an important article, another one from Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. Let me read the first couple short graphs. The London bombings are a clear indication that the globalists have not changed tactics and are getting ever more desperate to advance an agenda based on a simple, time-tested manipulation of fear. It is now time for all governments who still operate outside of the control of the globalists to come forward and join humanity, that's us folks, in unveiling the real terrorists who are attempting to deform the world into a prison planet. Read it. Share it. We were talking about George Galloway before the break. Alex had him on the program about a month ago. What a courageous man, another great man. And there are a few of them on the planet. And boy, isn't it amazing how they stand out like some bright light in the darkness when they do what
they
do?
Well, he's being demonized all over. And when somebody's being demonized, folks, that generally means they're pretty darn good.
Yeah, you got it.
And this is just the last minute, right at the end of the interview. He said, well, we can't, they want to invade Iran, but everybody's against them. I said, what if the military-industrial complex carries out an attack and blames it on Iran? He said, yes, that's exactly what our governments will do. And here is that clip.
To stab.
There we go.
We must keep them weak. If we let them recover their strength, if we let them off the hook,
all right,
then they may well decide to start.
We got 30 seconds.
War.
What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack to blame it on them?
Well, that's another very real danger. There's no way that we can legislate for that, but we must be on guard. We need a vigilant citizenry.
Unbelievable. Mr.
We need
Galloway,
a vigilant citizenry that's alive to all the tricks that these monkeys are up to.
I salute you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Yes.
So we got it out. We've got an article on the...
That's you guys. Like, that's you guys out there. A vigilant citizenry who are alert to all the tricks these monkeys are up to.
He said that's the big threat. And, you know, the whole hour of the interview is on the site. And classic Murphy's Law, the computer had a heart attack. But the point is that we have to salute these whistleblowers in and out of government. We need more of them to go public. And we need governments. You know, Thomas Barnett in the Pentagon, I saw him on C-SPAN a year ago. He said, we're going to invade all these countries. The Pentagon works for a one-world government.
Mm-hmm.
This is global government. The Pentagon works for Wall Street. He was like the anti-Smedley Butler, Jeff, but he was just admitting all of it. And he's the chief strategist for the Navy in the Naval War College. And they just openly said, we're going to invade the world. And ha, ha, ha. So all those countries, 100-plus countries in the, quote, gap, you better use your own media, your own intelligence agencies to to join us to expose these people. And people in government who are serving this, you know we're telling the truth. You've checked out what we're saying. So in the name of your children, look, the globalists put cancer viruses and mercury in the vaccines your children take. The globalists are feeding your children genetically modified food. The globalists are making new breeds DU. Jeff, I mean, what's wrong with these people? That, sir, is it because they get a little paycheck from the government? Are they that cowardly? I mean, I remember 7 years ago being told, Jeff, when I was on one radio station, I know you've been through this too, and sacrificed for your, and but always been rewarded for finally staying true. I was told, you shut up about Bill Clinton, you shut up about the New World Order, or you're fired. Right. And I said, but I have top ratings. I got all these sponsors. They said, you're fired. A month after I refused to shut up. Then I had one of the two big national networks 6 years ago, Jeff, offer me a, and I know you've been through this too, you've been on one of the biggest networks in the country, offer me $1 million 1 year contract to start me on 15 stations. They said, you come right through the radio, you're real, you're passionate, but we don't want you to talk about the New World Order anymore. And they had the contract on the table, and I turned it down. And Jeff, I'm so glad I turned it down, because we're not going to have a society if we're not going to have freedom. We're not going to have a life if we don't defeat this, Jeff.
It's true. It's true. And you chose freedom. You chose honor and integrity. And you
so did you. I know what you've been through. So did you.
Yeah, we whatever. And
there's very few that turn down the devil's price when he takes you up on the mountain. I know what Jeff Rentz has done.
Isn't that the truth? Wow. Wow.
I've been on the mountain. Few others can say, Jeff, I know your history. You've been on the mountain, and you've said no. Aren't you glad you said no when you were on the mountain and offered the whole world?
Didn't take me but a microsecond. Didn't have to think about it. It was just a reflex. No chance. I won't do it. Neither will you, and neither will many of you people listening out there. You still care about what this country was and what our founding fathers fought for and all the people in the interim. It matters, and we've got to remember that. We can't lose sight of where we've been. Don't let them take your rearview mirror away, folks. That's key. Now, another thing I want to mention, while I was in the store today, Alex, and I, forgive me, I've belabored this point over the years, but there was a woman in front of me with two kids. She's fat. She's also pregnant. Tattoos. Don't get on me about tattoos. It goes with the turf.
Defacing your body is sick.
That's right. That's right. Maiming, mutilating your body. She's in line. She's got her kids. Treats, right? This is in Walmart. Diet sodas. Candy crap with God knows how many toxins in them. The little boy is already fat. We used to call him Husky years ago. Already fat, doesn't have a chance. It's already been ruined. His diet has destroyed his health.
You're watching her mutilate her family, and you
right.
want to vomit.
Exactly
on her.
Right. Thank you. Exactly. It's child abuse. It's more. It's worse than that. She's shortening the lives of her children. She's consigning them to a life, ultimately, of disease.
Well,
and
listen, I'm not defending physical abuse. I'm against it. But that is far less destructive than. Listen, my children compare. We go to playgroups. My children are glowing, full of life, light years. The other kids are like drooling zombies.
They're dullards. They're just dullards. All they want to do is stare at the TV and be happy.
You know, my children will go into a restaurant where a TV's on. They'll stare at it. They go, they say, what is that?
What is that? Good for them. Well, that's right. No, it's true, and that light that's coming out of your children will, and you'll see this year in and year out, and those of you who have the same kind of children, gifted children, special children, you go into a room with your kids, and your kids light the place up. And
people are drawn like magnets to them,
right.
Jeff.
That's right. It's a moth to a flame. I know. Believe me, I know what you're talking about. And then those kids are our treasure. We've got to protect and nurture those kids. And if your kids are staring at the TV right now, folks, cut the damn thing off.
Remove it from your house. We keep the TV literally locked in a cupboard. We only record things we have to for documentary films.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's what you got to do. You have to give your children back their childhood.
Well, listen, we're supposed to, as you know, Jeff, I'm just preaching to the choir here, but you're supposed to interface with the night sky and trees and literally walk in the woods and feel the energy. You're not supposed to watch some thing designed with a wavelength spewing the plasma onto the screen to dumb you down. There, folks, listen to me. I'm so alive that it's almost too much. I mean, and I'm nothing. All of us have this potential. And they've robbed you of being dynamic, being involved, having so much energy you're about to explode. And Jeff, I've taken your advice the last few years. Since I've stopped eating a lot of the garbage, I feel even better. I mean, it's incredible. And I just want everybody to enjoy and experience what we're experiencing. And the globalists don't want you to have that opportunity. They're afraid of you being free, being vibrant, being involved. And in closing, I hope people will get martial law. Yes, it funds what I'm doing. Yes, it enables me to continue
Wait,
on.
What's wrong with that? You want your baseball players to make $10 million a year. Why can't Alex and someone who really matters to you in your future make a couple million a year if that's the case? Let's give him as much as he earns.
Well, I'm not even a fraction of that. But I know that.
But the point is, we've got the priorities are all wrong. Well, anyone who criticizes you or me or anyone else for making a few dollars doing what we do is either a government agent or a moron.
Well, exactly. It's good that David Rockefeller makes billions lying to us, but it's bad if we're able to pay
that's
our employees.
Right. That's right.
I mean,
that's
I have three webmasters, but the point is, the information in martial law, the new film, is so powerful. Please go to InfoWars.com, folks. Please. Well, you can download an hour and 30 minutes of the film for free. It's 3 hours long. You know, don't buy it. Download the half the film for free. Burn it on disc. Give it to people. It's waking so many people up. Tell folks about Rents.com. Get the word out. Fight the New World Order. And, Jeff, it's good to have a soulmate. It's good to have somebody that is on the same wavelength. And God bless you, my friend. And you're a national treasure. And I'm blessed to come on your show. And I hope I'm going to still be on with the fourth Monday.
You are, of course.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you in a few weeks. And
that'll be the 25th on Monday.
And I can... Folks, I wish this wasn't true. I wish the things we say weren't true. It's been so proven it's a joke.
Yeah. Agreed. Thank you for staying up and hanging in there. And all that you and Paul have done and his brother Steve, just amazing coverage on this. I'm blown away. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Talk soon. Alex Jones, and we're pause and come right back with more.